You're tuned to KGNU. I'm Shelley Schlender. Many people worry about the growing list of security measures that U.S. air travelers must submit to before they board a plane. One of those with concerns is KGNU volunteer Ikari Miyamai. Earlier this July, Ikari was arrested over a dispute about screening that happened at the Phoenix airport. It was her first arrest ever. Her arrest touched a nerve about increasingly demanding airport screening techniques, and soon her case was making headlines around the world. While Ikari has avoided speaking directly with the press, this week Ikari decided to share what happened. Up next, here's Ikari.
I have been going to commute to Phoenix for many weeks now. I started this job in May, and I have been subject to aggressive pat-down a few times.
When you say an aggressive pat-down, what do you mean?
Grabbing my breast, grabbing all my sore, sensitive area from my side to my front of my body to inside of my thigh, from top to bottom. I just suffer so much from being subject to pat-down.
This is a pat-down that you've gone through
previously.
Even if you've gone through the scanning machine, or is this because you would rather not go through the Phoenix Airport scanning machine?
I went through the X-ray scanner machine because I was told that I would not get pat-downs, but then I got pat-down anyway. Whether you go to the X-ray, whether you go to the metal detector, if you are chosen, you will be getting pat-down. And what triggered the choice by the TSA agent seems to be very random to me.
It sounds like you had observed that they were patting you down a lot more than most travelers get patted down, and it doesn't feel comfortable to have a stranger touching you.
Right. So I arrived on the Phoenix airport on July 14th. While I was putting my luggage and everything in a box to be scanned, I saw someone walk through the metal detector gate without getting pat down. By the time when my turn came, I requested that I too walk through the metal detector gate. And I was told that gate is now closed and I have no choice. I was asking questions why that is, you know, why suddenly this gate was closed, and why cannot I go through the metal detector? And that became debate and argument.
Were you feeling fed up?
Well, I just did not understand their logic. The metal detector gate is used anywhere. If you go to the courthouse, you have to go through the metal detector gate. Internationally, I go through the metal detector gate, and suddenly this option is closed off to me. I did not understand.
You've said that you don't like the radiation exposure.
I have lots of concern about the radiation because dental x-rays, mammograms, we do get lots of exposure. I do have a concern for my thyroid. So my choice and preference towards the metal gate has become more important to me.
Have you been more and more suspicious of the rhyme and reason of how people get chosen for which kind of gate they go through?
Especially with the Phoenix airport, I feel I'm targeted. I go through the airport every week.
This is for your job where you're commuting there as a translator.
Yes.
When you're in Europe, do you get patted down so much? Do you get told to go through the higher security screening gates?
No, I never had any pat down. I just went through the metal gate. Stockholm, I flew in and out, very civilized.
In Stockholm, at the airport, do you have to take off your shoes?
I don't think so. I don't remember taking shoes off in any other airport than the United States.
Do you have to stand in a screening booth where you have to spread your legs and put your arms over your head?
No.
Do they require pat downs?
No, not all. I didn't see anybody who is prepared to pat me down in Europe. Even in England, in London, I didn't get any oppressive treatment. Sometimes they ask you very probing questions, but it is very intelligent conversations. They look you in the eyes. In the airport here in the United States, I feel I'm treated like animals or things, not a person. So when they give you the choice of which gate I should go, I have no voice. If I voice my preference, it is upsetting to the system.
And the warning flags go up.
Probably.
Since you know what it's like to go through an airport where you don't get patted down, and then here in the United States, you've been through some airports where you have to go there for your work, you have to brace yourself for what the screening techniques might be. How does that make you feel when you go through those screening methods in the United States?
I dread every time I have to do this trip.
When you go to Phoenix, you dread it especially there?
Yes. Very, very scary. I just dread to go to Phoenix.
Before you got arrested, you were just quietly dreading the fact that you were going through this airport where there is such a high likelihood that you were going to have to go through the scanner that you don't like.
Yes.
Were you hoping that maybe this time you could go through the scanning device that didn't have as much x-ray exposure? You were hoping that you wouldn't have to be patted down again.
Yeah.
You had just seen somebody who got to go through the metal detector gate and didn't get patted down.
Right.
And then what happened to you?
I was told the gate is suddenly closed.
You were really hoping that you could go through that metal detector gate.
I actually said, I want that gate. I want that gate. And they said, you have no choice. You have no choice.
All right, so when you finally took your quiet dread and made a point of speaking up about it, did you get very expressive in what you were saying?
I just said, I want this gate. I want to go through this gate.
And then what did they say back to you?
Only I hear was, I have no choice. And then the whole message of, I have no choice, was triggering my panic.
When you say panic, how are you breathing?
Oh, I cannot remember all the details. I was in this space of desperation. My vision, the peripheral vision, was shrinking. I see all these people surrounding me, including police officers with guns. All these people look taller than me.
How tall are you?
5 feet.
You're 5 feet zero.
Yes. Actually, I may have shrunk a little.
Do you remember how many people there were who suddenly surrounded you?
Oh, I cannot remember. At least several of them, if it's not more. I felt the fear. I felt fear of being molested by these people.
Did they respond by moving back when you felt fearful like that, or did they move in?
Move in. Closer. This tall woman TSA officer was called in. Her job was to describe how the system works. And when she said, let me show you how it's done.
Did she mean a pat down?
I do not know, but to me, it was something to do with patting down.
So your mind was going, not another pat down.
Yeah.
And not with so many people surrounding you and penning you in.
Yes, I felt cornered.
And then what happened?
I went like this.
You just moved your hand in a pushing motion, you know, pushing back.
But with like this.
Okay, describe your hand.
I don't know how to describe this. Is it clawing?
Yes, you have your fingers bent as the way that you're pushing back so that not even the palm of your hand would be touching. It's more that your fingers are pushing.
I did this. I pushed it like this. And then she said, you touch me. You touched me. You cannot touch me. That's what she said.
Okay, so let's stand back for a second and describe the situation again, just so we picture it. You're 5 feet tall. The other woman who was facing you is tall. If it was somebody your size, your hand would have landed on their shoulder. But she's taller than you, and so your hand landed on her breast, perhaps.
Yes, perhaps.
Do you really know where your hand landed?
No, this was such an instinct moment to just wanted to keep my space, my personal space. from this oppressive presence.
The other thing I'm trying to picture is how close was this woman to you, the TSA agent? Because the way that you're pushing, I don't think that that person could have been any more than 2 feet away from you. Maybe even less, like a foot away.
Yes, she was close.
Are you comfortable with people that close to you?
No. I have a sense of boundary. I do not want the stranger too close to me.
So you were panicked. Here were people who were in your personal space. Did you feel safe or did you feel really in danger or what?
I felt fear. I felt I was invaded. I felt I have no choice.
Did you feel angry? Was it more defiant? Did you feel take that or was it fear?
Fear. I didn't mean to do any harm. I didn't have any intention of anything other than keeping this person away from my space.
All right, so that's slowing down that moment of your choice and decision there. And then the response from this agent who touches and pats people down all the time was to say, "You touched me."
She said, "You touched me. You touched me. You cannot touch me." And I said, "You people always touch me and touch many people." But she said, "I didn't touch you. You touched me." And then the police officer standing by on my left, he suggested to TSA officer, "Would you like to charge her for sexual assault?" And the TSA woman hesitated. And the police officer again suggested, "Would you like to charge her for sexual assault?" And she said yes. And then immediately I was arrested.
What is the difference between touching somebody and violating their personal space and sexual assault?
I'm just telling you my story here. I do not know the details of legal definitions, but I know that the police officer should have known the implication, how serious this particular charge is.
Touching and violating personal space seems more like a misdemeanor and does not have a sexual attack intention to it. Sexual assault is intentional sexual assault. That's my guess. And also, it's a felony offense. Did any of that register with you as you heard this?
You know, things happened really fast because as soon as police officer suggested to charge me with this accusation, and then this TSA officer said yes, I was immediately detained. I was handcuffed. All my belongings was taken away. And then I was put into the jail inside of the airport. I was hysterical. I was crying.
Are you someone who normally pushes people away?
Well, people usually don't come near me that close.
Okay, so since people don't normally come close to you and surround you and circle you, you haven't had that much experience with seeing how you respond when that happens. In fact, has that ever happened in your life to be surrounded like that?
When I was a kid, I was surrounded by the gang of boys. I escaped.
By pushing them away?
No, I was just running away. I was running away, but the surrounded experience I have. And then I also have been abducted when I was a kid and was kept captive for at least a few hours, if it's not several hours. I was 7 years old. At the time, I know my mom, my mother have called police to look for me. I somehow ran away from this captivity. So I have a very strong sense of endangerment. I have a high alert system for my safety.
And here was a situation where supposedly the effort in the airport was to help you be a safe traveler, and instead it scared the willies out of you.
Terrorizing me. They have terrorized me.
All right, so Yukari Miyamoto, you'd been scared. You'd been surrounded, and you'd had experiences in your past, which led you to believe that when you're surrounded like that, you might get hurt. And you pushed back and said, "Get out of my space." You didn't say that, but with your gestures, you were hoping to say that. You're short. the TSA agent is taller. And so where your pushback happened was not her shoulder, it was on her breast. And then the police officer said, let's call this sexual assault. And the TSA agent said, yes, let's. And within a few minutes, you're in the Phoenix airport jail, crying.
From the airport jail, I had only very short chance of calling someone. Because of my state of mind, I couldn't remember any of my telephone number that I need to call. And the only telephone number I can even remember is 303-449-4885.
Well, all of our pledge drives have made a difference. Saying that number over and over again during a pledge drive means it's in your mind.
So I called KGNU to let people know that I'm being arrested and I do not know what's going to happen, but I want you to know. That was such a blessing to know that someone knows what happened to me.
That someone knows what happened to you.
Because many people may go to jail without nobody know what happened to them.
All right, let's get back to the jail. Now you've been, what's it called, booked?
Yes, there's a many process of fingerprinting and the famous mugshot.
You look pretty good in all those.
Oh my God, I don't think so.
And all those photographs that have been all over the internet.
Oh, that's horrible. They want you to look bad, basically. I have witnessed the photographer of this mugshot telling other prisoner to look tough. For my turn, I was so afraid, but I just wanted to look better. So I tried to smile. So they take second one. And then they said, that's better.
Maybe you didn't smile as much in the second picture. All right, so you've been booked. You've had your photo taken, and now you get to be in the jail.
Oh, one thing I forgot to tell you, in airport jail, I also got patted down. The woman officer grabbed my breast from the back. She patted all my body down.
After all of this, where you really did not want to pat down?
I screamed. Actually, I said, I don't want to be touched. I don't want to be touched. And they did it anyway. And then in this 4th Avenue jail, I was also patted down by male officer from my breast to back. But he was whispering to me, I'm so sorry.
Did that help to have him apologizing for invading your space?
Yes.
So that human touch of somebody saying, I'd rather not do this, but we need to do this right now. Does that make a difference?
Yes.
Normally, you're a dignified and polite person who is soft-spoken. It's not common for you to be yelling and crying. That's not how you
normally are. I said, I want to go home. I want to go home.
Probably in not that calm a voice either.
Well, actually, I heard other people shouting from other cells saying, I want to go home. I want to go home. And people crying out. The prison employees communicated to me. They couldn't believe that I'm in their custody.
Why could they look at you and think, wait a second, this isn't our normal jailbird here? Is it because you're an educated person? Is it because of how you were dressed that day? What do you think it was?
I think the charge was so unthinkable.
The charge that you had sexually assaulted a Transportation Safety Administration officer in the airport seemed unbelievable to them?
I have overhearing them talking, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe this. And then even judge told me that he cannot see anything sexual about this.
Now, the charge of sexual assault against a TSA agent, that felony charge has been dismissed and was dismissed promptly.
Immediately.
When you spoke with the judge, there were no limitations placed on your travel.
No, not at all.
How did that feel to have the judge treating you that way?
I said, finally, reasonable person in Arizona. That's how I felt at the time.
After you talked with the judge to get back to Denver, you had to go back through the airport.
I got patted down again. You know, I have involuntary reaction to pat down. My body scream voice will come, and then I like this.
You grimace and all of your muscles tense up.
Yes, I cannot tolerate stranger touching me.
As a TSA agent, do you think they have the training to tell the difference between somebody who is maybe being upset because they're hiding a weapon and somebody who's upset because they have some trauma in their experience or their personal boundary space is such that this is very, very intimidating to be touched? Do you think that they know how to distinguish between those two?
Oh, I don't think they have capacity to feel any other people's feelings because they themselves are suppressed to do this job that I'm sure they don't particularly enjoy.
Do you have an issue with any of the TSA agents?
Not as a people. I have a problem with the process design that they came up with. You know, American people are creative people. They can come up with something else.
Do you think that there are other airport travelers who also have either past experiences or just a body sense that leads them to feel extra dread for being patted down?
Well, there is an organization. I cannot remember exact name. I'm so sorry. Their website is Free to Fly or something like that. They told me they support with all their capacity to help me get through this.
How did that feel to have them reach out to you?
I was very touched because there were so many media outlets calling me and requesting an interview. I feel very intimidated by the way they focus on groping and breast and those kind of issue.
Well, let's go back and look at that. There were a lot of headlines about your arrest. They were very catchy headlines, such as Airport Traveler Gropes Back. And then there was another one that said Tit for Tat. Airport Traveler Gropes Back at TSA Agent. I gather that in the police report, they had used words that did make it sound like an intentional grabbing and pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Reading the responses of people to that police report, they were often describing how they sometimes have wished they could say, "You're going to touch me? Well, take that, I'm going to touch you." There have been responses about the young man who said, "Don't touch my junk." There's something about the fact that there's so many pat-downs that is striking a raw nerve with a lot of airport travelers. There's something about those x-ray machines where the concerns about x-ray and also the fact that they give a naked body image have, again, struck a raw nerve. It seems as though what you went through has touched a lot of people who have some degree of concerns that are similar.
There was only one really mean message on my machine.
How many messages have you had on your
answering
machine?
I don't know, it's hundreds of them, and I just erased them all. But the one message was from a woman in Inglewood. She said, "Hi, groper, I can set up a legal fund for you," or something like that. But the way she called me out, I just felt denigrated, just making fun of me. I have been falsely accused and I have been framed in certain way from media so that it can be a catchy thing. But in that frame, who I am and my dignity are sacrificed.
It takes a lot of creativity for someone to take an idea and make it be a quick headline to highlight the issue of the fact that a lot of airline travelers are afraid to travel right now and intimidated by what going through security is like. Do you suppose there are any of them out there who can somehow use that creativity to tell more of this other side of the story?
I hope so. I grew up in Japan listening to Voice of America. I was educated on aspiration for democracy. I was growing up learning about Bill of Rights and women's movements, labor movement in the United States. I dreamed of America as wonderful, wonderful country. as a child, I really wanted to wear blue jeans. At the time, it was very expensive, but for me, the blue jean symbolize good, decent, hardworking people who believe in justice, liberty, and freedom. Is it really all right for America to become this, like this?
You mean, is it all right to, in the interest of safety, have a security system going through airports that makes travelers sometimes feel very unsafe? You said that when you go through the Phoenix airport, when you don't want to go through the X-ray gate, they say, nope, you can't go through the metal detector gate and you need to be patted down. How about at Denver International Airport?
I was patted down last week.
At Denver International Airport?
Yes. I was traumatized by it, and then I was crying and screaming. The agent said, next time you go to this particular gate, it is the metal detector gate, and you will not get pat down because they will examine the luggage and everything much more carefully. It takes long time to pass through. But if you have small children, or if you have medical issues, or if you have some kind of emotional trauma about being touched, you can choose to go through it. So it's very informative.
This was the Transportation Safety Administration staff person who recognized that you were intimidated and traumatized by being touched and gave you this other option, which is there as part of the procedures at Denver International Airport now, that it may take longer to go through the line, but you have a line that you can go through where you can feel safer.
It's a decent, intelligent way of dealing with the real issue.
How did you feel where you were upset it was not again, I'm going to be patted down again, so you were crying and even screaming? That must have been disruptive in the airport.
They put you in a pat-down away from people. But I'm sure that must have been very difficult for the agent. And then she said, you know, you have to be watch out because in Arizona, in Phoenix, there is a woman who was arrested. And I said to her, that was me. And she said, you? There was a conversation. There is a, you know, attempt to relate to me as a person. You know, that is so much different from treated as thing or animal.
And somehow she made the distinction between you being upset because maybe you're hiding a terrible weapon and you're going to kill her at any moment, and the fact that you were scared and upset that once again you were feeling helpless. And she gave you another option.
I applaud Denver International Airport.
And how about her? How about this TSA agent?
I'm very, very appreciative of her. She's an intelligent person to be able to recognize the situation and the kindness to my experience.
How has that helped for you going through the airport now that you know that at least at one airport there's an option?
I'm so lucky that I live in Colorado. That's what I thought. There's an airport that I would not want to go. Currently, it's Phoenix, Arizona. But I do hope they actually learn from this media craziness. Airport security is everybody's concern. We want to have effective, truly secure airport security. We want that. We all want that. But we also want all our citizens to feel safe in their own body.
Yukari Miyamai, thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you for listening to me.
I'm Shelley Schlender. For listeners with concerns about passenger screening methods, Yukari recommends the National Association of Airline Passengers. Their website is righttofly.net. That's right, the number two, then fly.net.